Hello and welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly audio roundup of all of our favourite events happening in and around Oxford.
I've got Jimmy Carr, Dostoevsky and Ian McEwan this week.
I'm going to be talking about a couple of comedians, some local art and R&D. But before we get started, I just wanted to mention that Daily Info print a marvellous map of Oxford. And you can advertise your venue or business in our map. From our homepage, you can click to put yourself on the map. We'll go to 75,000 people over the next 2 years, and you can see more information on Daily Info.
It's a bargain. Anyway, kick us off, Anaïs.
So, to start with, Rambert Danse is coming to the New Theatre tonight and tomorrow. They are a national contemporary dance company who have been leading the way in contemporary dance for over 80 years, which is phenomenal. So they're here tonight and tomorrow with four different dance pieces, and the main one which they're billing is the revival of their show Rooster, which they performed in 1991 and haven't revived since then. So it's been 13 years, but it's backed by popular demand. So Rooster is choreographed by Christopher Bruce and is set to the soundtrack of the Rolling Stones. But it's not like a tribute kind of night for the Rolling Stones or anything. It's more like a physical exploration and celebration of the swinging 60s and that kind of era and the moves and the sounds. As well as Rooster, there's also pieces called The Castaways, which is apparently is a bit like Lord of the Flies sort of atmosphere, Dutiful Ducks and Sound Dance. So there's a mix of old and new dances, all from world-class choreographers. It's world-class dance. They even bring their own orchestra with them to perform the pieces, and it totally captures the audience's imagination. You have to see Rambert Danse at least once in your life. And so go see them at the New Theatre from 7:30 p.m. tonight on Wednesday the 19th of March or tomorrow Thursday 20th.
Wow, that sounds really good. Well, this week at the Playhouse, Pulitzer Prize-winning play Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams will be performed by Oxford Theatre Guild, who most recently produced Dr. Faustus and Measure for Measure, but are always putting on really high-quality productions. Set in the sweltering heat of New Orleans summer, Blanche DuBois has fled scandal in the South and sought refuge with her sister Stella and heavy-drinking husband Stanley, who was iconically played by Marlon Brando in the original production and then in the film, which I'm sure you've all seen.
Iconically played Stella in a short extract of the show in high school. You can imagine with the accent that I have shown through the Oxcast how great that performance was.
Well, you can maybe see a little better production at the Playhouse this week. It's a heartbreaking and beautifully written American classic from Williams, who was just the master of the family drama with things like Streetcar, Count on a Hot Tin Roof and
The Glass Menagerie,
of course.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's on until Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse, and you should definitely get along.
The Oxfordshire Science Festival is ongoing this week and it'll be finishing up this weekend. We talked about the Science Festival in more detail last week in the Oxcast, and you can listen to that. And there's also an interview with a scientist who made a Lego version of the beamline at Abingdon.
Diamond light source. Yeah, it sounds awesome. It's really cool.
It makes a funny noise. So you can go listen to that in last week's Oxcast. But this week, as part of the Oxfordshire Science Festival, is the Reactions Festival. So it's like a sub-festival under the umbrella of science. And this is all about the collaboration of science and arts, and it's taking place across the university museums. And one of the events as part of the Reactions Festival is an after-hours night at the Pitt Rivers called Resonant Voices. So they tend to do every now and then, a bit like Museum Live Fridays, between 6:30 and 9:30. They choose a theme through which you can explore the different collections and different ideas in the museum. And so there's an artist in residence at the museum called Nathaniel Mann, and he's going to be concluding his residency with a performance in the evening, and this is tomorrow. And there's also going to be the Bate Collection of Instruments. He'll be providing some instruments you can play with, including Neolithic bone whistles to try out. Mm-hmm. And there'll be demonstrations and workshops. There's music historians there. There's going to be writers, artists. It's all completely free and runs from 6:30 till 9:30 at the Pitt Rivers tomorrow.
I think the Reactions Festival is all to do with the interaction of maths and art, isn't it? So there's actually loads of events going on, but it's so fascinating, you know, the way that a flower has a prime number of petals always and that the golden ratio pops up in nature and art all the time. But yeah, really fascinating. There's some really good talks on as well, I think. So yeah, definitely check out the Reactions Festival.
On Daily Info.
On Daily Info. There's some great new writing at the Arts of the Old Fire Station tomorrow. It's a play called Waste, and it's by Toby Parker-Rees and his company Live Beasts.
And that's waste as in the middle of your body, not
yes.
as in what you destroy. But I think it's a play on
Waste with an eye.
Waste with an eye.
Toby was part of the Royal Court's Young Writer Scheme and has been shortlisted for a writing prize at the RSC too, so he's definitely one to watch. Literally, you can see the show tomorrow. Waste is a play about kebabs, satire, and not being alone. It captures youthful ennui and has great lyrical dialogue, and there's some surreal elements in it, and audience participation as well, so don't expect to be able to just sit back and soak it all up. You're going to definitely get involved in the fantastical net of waste. It's tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Old Fire Station.
If you've seen Kate Tempest and her brand new Ancients, I think it's playing on that sense of modern life and being young and mundanity of being a young person, and then mixing that up with the mythical and the great, which is something which works really well. It worked really well in Kate Tempest's piece, so it's something that made me think a lot, and there could be good, interesting links between the two. So if you like that, you'd probably like Waste.
Cool, good recommendation.
On to Friday. Richard Herring is at the Cornerstone Arts Centre. He is a consistent comedian. He's produced 10 touring shows in the last 10 years.
Wow.
And he pretty much always comes to the Cornerstone Arts Centre, and that's where he's going to be on Friday from 8 p.m. Tickets have been selling like hotcakes. He's very popular in Oxfordshire, so if you want to see him, you want to go and book really quickly. His latest show is called We're All Going to Die.
He's not already, wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So he's already done shows on religion, politics, love.
Sex was the last one, isn't it?
On male genitalia last time, yes. And so he thought the only inevitable thing to talk about left is death. Mm-hmm. And also he lost his 102-year-old grandmother, which has also kind of partly inspired this piece. And his shows are always funny, obviously, because it's stand-up comedy, but he also tries to sort of tackle subjects and make you think about them. He'll kind of nitpick and be pedant about the different ways you think about things, so different people's ideas about heaven and hell and the idioms and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He's going to sort of take them apart, but in a funny way. So you'll come up kind of having learnt quite a lot. You get quite a lot from his stand-up. He's really hardworking. He's really reliable. I can't believe he comes.
He loves coming to Oxfordshire as well, doesn't
he? He went to St. Cat's college here as well, so he's got his own little link. And you can see him at 8 p.m. on Friday at the Cornerstone, and do book early to avoid his appointment.
Any art this week, Anaïs?
There is some art this week. Funny you should ask that. There is a short exhibition at the O3 Gallery in the Oxford Castle Quarter, which opened yesterday and runs until Sunday. It's called New Work from OX4 2014, and is a showcase of artists' work from the Magdalen Road Studios in East Oxford. And there's going to be a mix of film, painting, ceramics, sculpture, 2D design. There's almost 20 different artists who work at the Magdalen Road Studios, and so you can discover them in the O3. But if you can't make it to the O3 Gallery this week, then the Oxfordshire Art Weeks will be taking place during the whole of May, and you can get a chance to check out the Magdalen Road Studios themselves and the artists in them during that festival. We'll feature lots more on Art Weeks in future Oxcasts in the next couple of months. But until then, head down to the O3 Gallery and see local artists until Sunday.
Well, it's getting to that time of year where there's just going to be a festival pretty much every week until something like September. This one is the Oxford Literary Festival, so it's been going a huge amount of time, and it happens around this time of year every year. What I love about the Literary Festival is that it's just so reliably good. Every year they've got the most enormous programme of speakers and events and gin tastings and all sorts of things. You trawl through the programme, you don't even know half the people, don't recognise half the names, but there's always a perfect event for you. It's incredible. This year they've got Booker Prize winners, including Eleanor Catton, John Banville, Margaret Atwood and Ian McEwan. But they've also got talks on Nelson Mandela, spaghetti, investigative journalism and the blues. It's running from Saturday the 22nd until Sunday the 30th. Definitely go and have a look. Trawl through the huge programme and you'll definitely find something. Tickets are around £14 for events. You also get to go to some really brilliant venues that you can't always get into, into the colleges, into the Sheldonian. So really beautiful settings. There's always Q&As afterwards, and then you can probably buy the book too.
Always. Also this weekend, Flintlock Theatre are doing some research and development. They are a relatively new professional theatre company in Oxford, and they produced a really popular adaptation of Gogol's The Government Inspector, which toured around the county last year. And this year they're creating their own take on Cervantes' Don Quixote. So they've written out their script already, and this week they have been in research and development workshopping the script and their ideas. And on Saturday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. they'll be showing us what they've come up with and giving us a taste of what the show's going to be. So it's not finished, but you're going to be able to kind of have a say as to what you think it should be.
A bit like The Mermaid last week.
Like The Mermaid we talked about last week. It's in the same space, in the old museum space in the Town Hall and Oxford Museum. And we're promised already fights, dances, gypsy jazz and bicycles.
Oof, I'm sold.
So a good combination already. Flintlock Theatre are artists in residence at the Playhouse as part of their Evolve scheme. And they produce really high energy physical storytelling. And they're obviously backed by a great local theatre. So worth checking out and worth having a look at. And if you're quite into your theatre, you can give them your feedback. See what they've been up to with their show. They're calling it Don Q at the Old Museum Space, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday.
If you want to find out about any more of the events we've talked about so far, you can find them on dailyinfo.co.uk. You can also find a job, find a friend, find a house, We've got everything, so check it out.
We have now got Hinny in to talk to us about the Human Search Engine, which is going to be at the Arts at the Old Fire Station on Saturday from 1 till 7. Hinny, what is this all about?
Well, hot on the heels of Oxfordshire Mind's last project, The Human Library, where you could go and instead of borrowing a book, you could go borrow a person to talk to for an hour or so about any topic on mental health of your choice. This time, they have got a huge human search engine set up to go and find out about mental health. It's really cool. You can go along and you can either ask your own question or you can pick one from their question bank.
I'm assuming they don't say, let me Google that for you.
I really hope they don't.
I hope someone does, maybe just once.
Fabulous. Yeah, so you pose your question and then they do their search engineering and they find you a person who can answer that question amongst their many experts who will be there on the day. And this is an event which is going to happen around Oxfordshire a few times in different venues, and this is the first one of them at the Old Fire Station. And it's part of a really good era, I think, for openness about mental health, because it's often been a really stigmatised, taboo sort of subject, and that can make it really hard for people who suffer from things like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. People just don't really understand what it is, and so people can be afraid of what the consequences of mental health issues can be. And so this is a great opportunity. If you feel like you're interested but you don't really know much, then you should go along and find out all about bipolar disorder, personality disorder, schizophrenia, and anything else to do with mental health that you're interested in.
Thanks, Hinny. So the Human Search Engine is at the Old Fire Station from 1 till 7 p.m. on Saturday, and it's totally free. Drop in when you can.
Also this weekend, well, if you look at the weather, spring has definitely sprung. Flowers are blooming and the lambs are being born.
I saw some lovely
you
lambs.
You saw some already? Yeah. Well, the Earth Trust in Little Whitnam near Abingdon, they hold annual lambing weekends. And the first is going to be this weekend, the 22nd and 23rd of March, followed by next weekend, the 29th and 30th. Local shepherds will be giving you the opportunity to see the first spring lambs being born. There'll also be a whole host of other outdoor activities. You can learn about sheep production from farmers and visit the ewes and their newborn lambs. There'll also be slow-roasted lamb baps so you can eat the lambs too.
You can eat the lambs. I think it's quite nice they're being very open about the lambs are born and they're cute, but also it's a farm and it's production and those shepherds make their living from selling the lamb into tasty, tasty meat.
Tasty baps. The lambing weekends run 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this weekend and next weekend at the Earth Trust in Little Whitnam. Also this weekend is the opening weekend of the new season at Cogs Farm near Whitney, and they have loads of activities planned, including feeding the farm animals and making a Saxon hat.
Why not?
Why not?
It's the one accessory I'm missing. So lots of spring activities. To end the weekend, on Sunday night, there is Robert Beckett at the Glee Club. He is a new British stand-up comic and actor. He's perhaps best known as the co-host of the ITV spin-off show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now, as well as various other ITV shows and general comedy panel shows. He started up in 2009 and has already won several awards and competitions as a newcomer, and his set of his current tour is mostly made up of funny stories about himself and his family. He grew up in South East London in an extended family of taxi drivers, to give you a bit of an idea of himself. And he was a middle child, which is always good for comedy. And he plays a lot with his audience during his shows. He previously supported Russell Kane and Stephen K. Amos on tour. So if you saw them, you might have seen him. And generally, he's fresh-faced with a big grin, lots of charm. He's a bit of a cheeky, chappy persona. And he's really funny, but always kind with his banter. So he talks to the audience a lot, but it's not to kind of be mean with them. He's kind of daring on the joke.
That's nice.
He's the joke, yeah. So he's very likeable comedian. And you can see him at the Glee Club in Oxford from 6:45 p.m. on Sunday.
Well, early next week, I've got loads more comedy at the new theatre. Childish Things 10 is coming. It's the 10th edition of the Music and Comedy Extravaganza at the new theatre, and it really does have a most amazing lineup. Tickets are around £30 to £60, but you do get the best names in the business, and you're all supporting a good cause as well. All profits go to supporting Helen and Douglas House, the Children's and Young People's Hospice in Oxford. So, Monday night, you can catch Jimmy Carr, QI founder John Lloyd, local boy and TV star Matt Richardson, who had a few gigs recently and sold them all out, Gaz Coombs from Supergrass, Ginger Dreadlock singer-songwriter Newton Faulkner and beatboxer Grace Savage. Then on Tuesday, you got music from Brit Award winner Tom O'Dell, comedy again from Jimmy Carr, but also Joe Brand, Rob Brydon and Alastair Barry. It's incredible lineups, and
to get them all together, to not just have, like, you know, the Rob Brydon usual tour, they're all there at the same time.
It's like it's Live at the Apollo, but it's in Oxford, and you've got Tom O'Dell and Newton Faulkner too. Like, yeah. It's amazing.
And it's going to a really good cause.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Monday and Tuesday night at the New Theatre.
Also on Monday, there's a lovely sounding gig at the O2 Academy with Kimberly Ann, the Mispers, and St. Raymond. and they are all young and up-and-coming singer-songwriters that generally make indie pop music. It's all very listenable and lovely. And we saw Kimberly Ann at the Gathering Festival last October.
She was amazing. She was at the Wesley... No, what church was it? Methodist Church.
Cowley Methodist Church.
And yeah, she was just beautiful. People sitting around enjoying the most lovely music, and she was really interacting so well with the crowd.
She was so gentle with the crowd as well, because it was quite a small crowd, because I think London Grammar, one of the really big headliners, was on. But she took that really well, and she was really sweet about it, and she kind of gave a show to the small crowd there as though it was full of people. She was so endearing.
Effortlessly cool as well.
Really effortlessly cool. So we love her, and I can't wait to see her again. And the three of them have just kicked off this tour together this week, so they're kind of working through their sets. It's going to be kind of nice and fresh and raw, and you can also expect to see them at loads of the summer festivals as well, so let's hope they come to Truk. And tickets are a measly £7, which is super cheap. And they start from 7 p.m. on Monday, so go along to the O2 and enjoy yourself.
I've got a little heads up for next week now. This is for Thursday the 27th. There's going to be a really cool film and Q&A at the Phoenix Picture House. And I just want to bring it up this week because I think it might sell out. So if you're interested, definitely book. It's an exciting preview of Richard Ayoade's new film, The Double. You may know Ayoade as Moss from the IT Crowd, but he's also a really very accomplished director. You might have seen Submarine, which is just beautiful, artistic South Wales coming-of-age story from a couple of years ago.
And he's done lots of music videos as well. He's got lots of bands. He's pretty cool.
He's really good. And this time it's an adaptation of a Dostoevsky novel, The Double. In the film, Jesse Eisenberg is an office drone, Simon James, who can't win any favour with his boss or with Mia Wasikowska, who is the love interest or whatever. Then one day, a perfect doppelganger, played by Eisenberg again, but called Simon James, arrives, and suddenly he's able to achieve everything that Simon couldn't. So it's a sort of surrealist comedy, and there's going to be a really cool screening of it, and then there'll be accompanied a satellite Q&A with Richard Ayoade, and it'll be hosted by Jonathan Ross.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thursday the 27th, 6:45 at the Phoenix, and yeah, I think you should book now.
That's all the events we have got for you this week. As ever, you can find all the details and even more events on dailyinfo.co.uk.
If you see any of the events, you can also review them on Daily Info.
There's also lots of adverts for jobs. You can find somewhere to work, somewhere to live, you can buy and sell things you own.
Or for more immediate updates, you can follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford or search us on Facebook, Daily Info Oxford.